brittiläinen John Hopkins on kokenut erittäin ansioituneen uran, jo tehnyt säveltäjä, pianisti ja elektronisen musan tuottaja. Hän on työskennellyt sellaisten nimien kanssa kuin Brian Eno, Coldplay, tehnyt leffasoundtrackeja, mitä kaikkea. Hän julkaisee 4. toukokuuta uuden soloalbuminsa, joka on hänen 5. albumi. Sen nimi on Singularity. Mä oon saanut sitä kuunnella ennakkoon ja se on aivan taivaallinen teos mielestäni. Hän oli perjantaina Helsingissä Helsingin Äänivalli-klubilla soittamassa DJ-keikan. Sain kunnian jutus tällä hetken hänen kanssaan. Kysin tietysti rallikysymyksen ensimmäiseksi. Eli mikä on fiilis, vieläkö puntissa tutisee?
Yeah, particularly about this one, because with this one more than any other record I've ever done, I really took the time I needed and I didn't feel pulled between other projects. Now, when I was doing Immunity, I was at the same time doing 2 different film soundtracks, one at the beginning and one at the end, and I had to work basically twice as hard, because of that. Whereas with this one, I was able to work, I've never worked harder on a record than this one, but at the same time, because I was able to focus, I just went deeper.
Yeah.
And the final result, I just felt very happy with. I felt kind of, in love with it in a way. So it's really nice to be able to share it with people now.
John Hopkins oli erittäin tyytyväinen siitä, että 5. albumi tulee ulos. Hän sanoi, että on siihen tyytyväisempi kuin muihin aikaisempiin levynsä, koska sai tehdä tätä uutukaista rauhassa ja pieteetillä. Hopkins on tunnettu millin tarkasta insinöörityöskentelystään studiossa. Silti Hopkinsin musa, mun mielestä siinä on semmoinen jonkunlainen luonnollisuus ja vaistomaisuus ja semmoinen kauneus. Joskus sanotaan, että mitä enemmän työskentelee jonkun musan parissa, niin sitten siitä katoaa tavallaan joku semmoinen, että sitä voi tavallaan niin kuin nysvätä liikaa. Mä kysyin John Hopkinsilta, että millaisessa balanssissa se pitää biisien hiomisen ja sitten taas sen, että niissä säilyy joku sellainen vaistomaisuus.
Well, that's a good question. I think the main thing for me is despite the fact that I always have these big gaps between records, I do actually work really quickly at the beginning of the process. So when I first start writing a track, I will sketch things like over the period of a few days, I'll write all the melodies. It'll be very fast. And the sounds are what I spend the time on.
Yeah.
So musically, and also the rhythms come very quickly. So I'll drum things live, and I won't correct timings, and I'll leave things very loose and very live sounding. And then meticulousness comes in more in the sound and the mix and things like that, and making sure that it really withstands multiple listening.
Yeah.
Because I want people to be able to listen to this in, for. I don't want it to like expire in people's attention in just a few months. I want it to last, and the way to do that, I think, is to make the sounds interesting and conceal a kind of level of experimentalism in there. There's kind of, I like that term, concealed experimentalism. There's like multi-layered. You can listen to it on different levels.
Yeah.
Put your headphones on, you can find all kinds of other stuff going on. But I think it's important. Like the last few months when I'm doing all the very meticulous mixing and engineering to get it to that finish point, I also take out a lot of things.
Yeah.
What doesn't need to be there? That's, that sort of congested sound that you can get if you work for too long or something, that is not what I'm looking for at all. So it's a very satisfying stage when you're just muting things.
Hopkins kertoi siinä, että hän itse asiassa säveltää ja sävelsi tämänkin levyn tavallaan muutamassa päivässä melodiat ja biitit, mutta sitten hän käyttää itse asiassa useita vuosia sen soundin hiomiseen, miksaamiseen. Hän haluaa, että musaan tulee tasoja, ettei siitä tule kertakäyttöistä. Hän haluaa, että kuulija löytää siitä aina uusia leveleitä. Ja nyt kun on tällainen slow food -mestari kyseessä, että hän hioo ja hioo biisejä tosi kauan täydelliseksi, niin tulee totta kai mieleen, mistä John Hopkins tietää, kun biisi on valmis.
It's actually quite simple for me. Like I know different musicians have different things they find easy and different things they find hard in the process. A lot of people I've met, you know, in this kind of world will say they have trouble finishing things off or can't. Yeah. You know, but my difficulty happens at the beginning when I have the blank canvas because I know how long it's going to take. So it's quite overwhelming, that bit at the beginning. But once you're up and running, it's okay. And for me, the finishing point is a glorious thing because basically I know it's done when I come into the studio in the morning and I listen to it and nothing occurs to me to change.
Yeah.
You know, if I listen to it and I'm like, that sound is wrong, that bass is boring, I'm not excited, this section is too long or whatever, you know, there's still work to do. But there is always that day when there's nothing left to change. And, you know, it's just an instinct, so it's great.
Hopkinsin mukaan biisin valmistumis kohta on tosi helppo tietää. Hän menee studioille, kuuntelee biisiä. Jos ei tule mitään muutettavaa mieleen, niin silloin se on valmis. Hyvin simppeliä ja kaunista. Vaan toki Hopkinsin kohdalla toi prosessi voi kestää vuosiakin biisin kohdalla. Nyt jos Hopkinsin musiikkia, siinä on paljon tunteita, tasoja, mutta ehkä se ensimmäinen asia, mitä sanotaan, että vanha muori, joka kuuntelee Hopkinsin biisejä, sanoi, että tämä on hyvin kaunista musaa. Se tavallaan ensimmäinen adjektiivi, mitä Hopkinsin musasta tulee, että tämä on kaunista musaa. Ja kauneus, totta kai, tämä menee vähän deepiksi, mutta tavallaan eihän se ole yksinkertaista lainkaan kauneuden filosofia. Mitä on oikeastaan kauneus ja pyrkiikö John Hopkins kauneuteen?
Yes, but it's a complicated thing because if you just lay that out, you know, if you just make it all overtly beautiful in quotes, it will not be. You have to provide contrast in order for it to be beautiful. So
exactly.
You know, true beauty has to be earned, I think. And then if you give the listener nothing but soft and ambient, like meditative sounds, it will, you know, you'll tune out. So that's why I tend to have these contrasts on there, and the tension between industrial heavy sections, you know, which have to be really full of energy.
Yeah.
That justifies the opposite side there. And there's also a beauty in that kind of rugged element as well, which I like. But I'm always aware of that fine line, you know, between being something being beautiful and something being like sickening. And you have to, I would absolutely make sure I'm on the right side of that because it undermines the whole point otherwise.
Hopkins sanoo tunnistavansa sen rajan, kun kauneus menee tavallaan imelyyden puolelle, ja sanoi hienon lauseen, että oikea kauneus pitää ansaita, eli kauniille asioille pitää tuoda vastapainoa. Hänen musiikissaan on toki rajujakin elementtejä, industriaalia, outoja tuotantojuttuja, ja niin se menee yin ja yang -musiikissakin. Emerald Rush on ensimmäinen sinkku, joka tuli vähän aikaa sitten ulos uudelta albumilta, ja se on aikamoinen teos, ja kysyin Hopkinsin työtavoista liittyen juuri tähän biisiin. Kuunnellaan, millainen tie Emerald Rush-biisillä esimerkiksi oli luonnoksesta valmiiksi.
Yeah, it's a very complicated road to completion, that track, because what you hear now is really like the fourth incarnation of that song. It started off with this very simple riff, and then it went into another version, which had this kind of, what to me ended up sounding like a boring version of a song I'd already written called Collider from the previous album. And then it went into something which like resembled slightly what it is now. And then finally it clicked into what it is now. And that was, you know, I discarded so many things to get to where it finally got to. And it was like that main riff, that quite jagged sound that you hear at the beginning. When I hit on that finally, it turned out to be a case of disrupting what I'd already done. So making the start point on the clip in Ableton move back a bit. So basically, without getting too technical, I introduce an element of accidental, but kind of almost like mistaken timing in it, so that it doesn't do what you think it would do. And that was the key to making it work. Because before then, you know, anything I can improvise, it's still going to sound like something I would improvise. And I wanted it to sound more disrupted than that, and more unusual.
Yeah.
And then to counteract that extreme jagged weirdness, I wanted these female vocals that would come in and be all reversed and strange, and you know, the two would sit together nicely, and that was the plan. Then of course the mix was very complex, because frequency wise the riff and the vocals sat in similar places, so I had to really work on the stereo field and the stereo mix there and the frequencies. It was an amazingly long process, but when it finally clicked, I was just so happy.
Yeah.
And now after a year, I mean, I think it was a year ago, I finally started making progress with that one. When I hear it, I still makes me happy.
Kysyin Hopkinsilta vielä, että minkälaisia ohjeita hän antaisi tuollaiselle aloittelevalle tuottajalle. Musasoftat ja tuotantovehkeet on toki halventunut vuosien varrella ihan hirveästi, ja lähes kuka tahansa pystyy tekemään makuuhuoneessaan aika kehittynyttäkin soundia. Tällaisia ohjeita, viisauksia, jos voi sanoa, Hopkins antaa nuorille tekijöille.
I mean, I think back to my early years, and really it's just about... The one thing I wish someone had come to me and said when I was 21 is don't be impatient. Don't be discouraged, because it might take you 14 years to get anyone to listen. You know, and like, we make music for two reasons. Firstly, like the actual act of doing so makes sense of the world. If you're a musician, you'll understand this. You know, it's like there's a feeling of peace and clarity that comes when you've just made a piece of music that you love. And then, but after that, when it's finished, the next stage is sharing it, and it becoming a communal experience. And it's important to have that. You can't just not have that stage. And so obviously it's hard when you don't have that audience. But I think rather than try and continually adapt your music to reach this group of people that you're imagining will like what you're pretending that you like, whatever, just to make the thing that you believe in. And, you know, it took me really four albums to get that realized, or achieve, I guess, what I hoped to achieve earlier. But it doesn't really matter how long it takes. You can truly love it, as long as you can kind of make it work enough for you to survive, you know, or if you have to work a job at the same time, and as long as you make stuff with integrity and it's good, in the end it will be okay. Just don't expect it to happen quickly.
Kärsivällisyys on se hyvä, mitä John Hopkins toivoo nuorille tekijöille. Itse omalla urallaan hän sanoi, hän odotti 14 vuotta omaa breikkiään. Eli todella kannattaa olla kärsivällinen, tehdä musaa sydämestään. Ei miettiä sitä, mitä ihmiset haluaisi kuulla, vaan tehdä musaa täydellä sydämellä ja olla kärsivällinen. Se on hieno neuvo, ehdottomasti. Äänivalliklubilla John Hopkins soitti DJ-keikan live-keikan sijasta. Hän toki tekee myös live-kiertueen uuden levyn tiimoilta, ja toivotaan, että saadaan mies uudestaan vetämään live-keikkakin Suomeen. Tässä Hopkins kertoo vielä siitä, miten erilaista on soittaa DJ-keikka live-keikkaan verrattuna.
It's so fun. I think it's for me a little less pressure, and it's the music. I still take it just as seriously, of course, but it isn't the same kind of intention, I think, as my live set. My live set is more emotionally heavy because my music is like that, I guess. DJ sets includes a lot of my own stuff, and particularly, you know, newer ideas or combinations of tracks, you know, weird things that I've, you know, come across or made in my own live sets or whatever. But It's a bit more ravey. It's a bit more of a party.
Great.
And it also has, you know, I'm so into that myself, and I it's so enjoyable to do these kind of things at the same time as doing the more serious live set. So if you want to come and just dance, that's kind of the main purpose of this. But hopefully it has a serious element as well.